Zeke's personality is really outgoing. He really likes running and everything to do with it. And he's one that's always excited to go. We'll be at a rest stop, and he's always the first one to pop his head up and start, you know, barking to go, and never wants to stop. So Zeke, I don't know his litter mates at all, but he was actually named by my mom. So he doesn't really have a litter theme, but I let my mom name him. So we actually don't know what Zeke's bloodlines are. I got him from the Fairbanks Animal Shelter in 2015. I was, you know, walking around the animal feed store in Fairbanks and saw a dog that had no hair, fully covered in mange, you know, bloody scabs and stuff. And I inquired about, you know, what was his story and stuff. And it turns out he was in foster care through the shelter. And so I actually 24 hours later went and adopted him. And at first it was a little touch and go on whether or not he would survive. The vets weren't entirely sure and had tried a bunch of medications, and they weren't really working that great, but they had one more idea. So we tried one last medication, and it started to show improvement. But in the meantime, he was really uncomfortable, super itchy. And so we started going on runs, and it ended up being that running was really the only thing that made him comfortable and really mentally helped him recover. And so the more we ran, the more healthy he got. And he went on to do two of my qualifiers with me, and then finish the Iditarod with Al Eichens in 2016. And you know, I didn't know if he'd want to keep running because he's 7 years old. But when I started training for my Iditarod this year, just put him in the team and let him come along, because otherwise he was just, you know, left at home whining, and he didn't like being left behind. So took him along with us, and he just kept coming along with us all season. And now he's going to be one of my main leaders. So pretty excited to have him.